This one's about Jimbo. It might help if you have a little cart, or a little movie in your mind while I'm singing this song. Jimbo, I would cast John Goodman or Fred Flintstone or somebody. Maybe Goofy or Goofy's neighbor, I forget what his name was, in the role of Jimbo. Story with a moral, which is if you drink, don't drive, and if you drive, don't drink, and if you fly, don't fly too high. Well, Jimbo fixed the airplanes at the airport north of town. He spent his nights at Brownies, drinking beer and whiskey down. Brownies sat out past the fairgrounds, across the road from Dead Man's Hill. It looks condemned, as you know, bars and taverns sometimes will. Well, it was late one Friday evening when Jimbo got the call from a big-time businessman who had to be in Montreal. He said, "My airplane's smoking, spitting oil out everywhere. And I'll give you $1,000 if you get it in the air." Well, Jimbo grabbed a six-pack and he said, "I'll be right out." Was just a simple 20-minute gasket job, no doubt. But Jimbo's mind was roaming when he checked those engine seals. His head was filled with visions of $1,000 bills. "Hey, Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey, Jimbo, take it easy. You know you always fly a little high." Well, when he was done, he thought he'd take her up, see how she flew, and then go back to Brownies for some whiskey and a brew. He took it up and headed south, flew low above the town. He thought he'd take one sweet past Brownies, then he'd set her down. I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to see that Jimbo spends an awful lot of time thinking about Brownies. Too much time? We'll see. But just a-putting through the ozone that balmy summer's night, Jimbo did not see the oil pressure dropping out of sight. But he did smell something smoking, and he felt that engine stopping. All he heard was a deathly silence as the plane began to drop. As it did, he said to himself, he said, "Hey, Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey, Jimbo, take it easy. You know you always fly a little high." So he grabbed a little tighter on that lever in his hand, and he started looking down there for a nice soft spot to land. Dead ahead was Dead Man's Hill. He figured that was best. It was as straight as any runway, though much steeper than the rest. By now the bar was really buzzing, booze and beer was flowing free. The crowd had gotten happy, adios sobriety. The band was playing louder now, and smoke hung in the air. Meanwhile, Big Jim was hanging lower now, and he would soon be there. Now when that airplane hit that hill, the landing gear gave way. Just then the thought occurred to Jimbo, it wasn't Jimbo's day. His heart was beating faster, and the sparks were flying bright as Big Jim slid on down that hill at 90 mile an hour that night. Sideways, in an airplane, he had to pee. It was just then the drunken deacon backslid, servant of the Lord, out the window saw Jim coming, and was instantly restored. Meanwhile, Big Jim just kept on sliding across the highway toward the bar, and he flipped that airplane over on Brownie's brand new car. Well, now all this made a crashing sound, and everyone came out to see. They found Big Jim hanging by eyes, red suspenders from the trees, saying, could you get me down from here? I've got to make a call. I have bad news for a man who thinks he's gone to Montreal. So they shook him down and brushed him off and got him to a phone. By now, Big Jim could only shake his head and wish that he'd stay home. He dialed that fellow's number, waved a thank you to some booze, and he said, my friend, sit down, I have some sobering bad news. You better tell your friends in Montreal that you just won't be there. You see, I tried to fix your airplane, but it's broke beyond repair. It's out in front of Brownie's Bar on County Route 210. It's the only airplane there parked on a black Mercedes. Then that man said, hey Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey Jimbo, always fly a little high. Well, things worked out for mostly everybody in the end. Insurance bought a brand new plane and the boss a brand new Benz. Big Jim did not fare quite so well, as you might well have known. He had to pay the state $1,000 to fix the road. So these days, Jimbo leaves the flying to the crazy flying fools. He spends a lot less time in aeroplanes and lots more time on stools. Although let him drink at Brownies now, his diet ginger ale. But he's ready any time to tell his $1,000 tale. When he does, they say, hey Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey Jimbo, if you drink, don't drive, and if you drive, don't drink, and if you fly, don't fly too high.